You are listening to All News All Morning on the Muthaloads News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is the president of the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club, Ron Roberson. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Big event coming up this Saturday, but first let's establish, what is the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club?
We're an organization of community folks that got together starting about 8 years ago, and what we do is we try and raise money to help out with sports programs over at the high school, at Somerville High School, primarily for football, but we do support other programs as well. So
this is not limited to just the quarterback of the team.
No, it's not. We do a lot more than just support the quarterback. We support, the whole football team, plus a lot of the other sports. So anybody that asks us, we try to support
the boys and girls sports.
That's
teams.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, Ron. So tell us about the 5th annual Westside Tribute Band Brew Fest taking place this Saturday at Westside Pavilion.
Happy to do so. So it's our 5th annual, but it's taken us 8 years to get here. So we had as everybody knows, we've had a couple of year vacation over the last couple of years with the COVID thing. So we're back, and we like to think we're back bigger and better than ever. We're going to be this Saturday. And so we are sold out of VIP tickets. But we do have plenty of general admission tickets left, and we're going to have two tribute bands there. We have a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute band, and then we also have a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. So, and then we'll have breweries. We have more than I think right now we're set at 43 breweries, and we're going to be pouring more than 70 varieties of craft beers, and then ciders and seltzers and kombucha. We're all kind of mixed in there. So we have a cornhole tournament this year that you can sign up for. And so we've got lots going on. There'll be Jenga and all these other things that you can have fun doing. So should be a great day.
What are the hours?
So we open up at 1, but that's for VIP. So if you don't already have your ticket, don't get there at 1 because we won't let you in until 2. Everybody else gets in at 2, and then the music stops and all the taps close no later than 5:30. Taps close either when they run out of beer or at 5:30. So
is there any type of admission for a person who's not interested in drinking alcohol?
So what we do is we have a designated driver ticket. So those are folks that, you get a wristband that basically you're in. You can listen to the band. You can go, take advantage of the food vendors, but you're not allowed to go to any of the tasting booths.
Let me ask you an obvious question that I'm sure this comes up to you all the time. There's no stage at Westside Pavilion anymore. Where will the tribute bands be performing?
So that is a great question, because I have been asked that many times. So what we've done is we are renting a stage and we're bringing it in. It won't be near as dramatic as the stage when the pavilion was going with the concerts. But we do have, Sound Extreme is helping us out here in Sonora. We've got a great stage that'll be 4 feet high, so people all over the grounds will be able to see. And it's going to be placed right where the stage was before, so it'll be in the exact same spot.
I understand you have some covered seating.
We do. We have three big tents that we bring in, so that we have plenty of shaded area. In addition, each brewery is under a pop-up tent, and so there's some shade there. So we try to provide some shade in different places. But the big tents, one of them's 30 by 50, the other two are 24 by 40. So we have, thousands of square feet of shaded area.
So this is a great chance for people to test out various types of beer.
It really is. We've got, this year in particular, we've been able to attract some breweries, little breweries that are real your craft breweries. We even have a gentleman here in Tuolumne County whose dream is to start a brewery, and he's doing everything he's got to do with the health department and all that, but he's not selling beer yet. So he's going to have his own tent. Look for Billy's Tavern out there. That's one of our local guys that's getting started. We also have all of our local breweries in Tuolumne County. So Bear Tent, Around the Horn, Indigene, and Sonora Brewing will all be there. And then we have some Device Brewing, Speakeasy, and a bunch of others of these small type craft brewers, so people can try them out and see what they think.
What other booths are there besides those that are serving alcohol?
We have food booths for starters, so we'll feed you while you're there. And we have 5 different food booths. We have the Outpost will be there. Smoking Hot Meats and Treats will be there. Sid's Tacos will be there. Indian Tacos will be there. We have Kona Ice will be there. And Flappy's Pizza.
Is there a cigar booth?
I'm glad you asked. It's always one of the crowd favorites. So each year we have Stogies joins us, Stogies from Jamestown, and they're coming again. And this year we'll have their cigar booth, but they're also going to be pouring four different craft beers. So you can go to Stogies, you can have a cigar, and then also have a craft beer tasting while you're there as well.
How large of a fundraising event is this for the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club?
It's our main fundraiser every year. Last year in 2021, we did a poker tournament, which was the first time we'd ever done that. And it was because it was too late for us to put together. The Brewfest is a large-scale fundraiser that takes literally 9-10 months to prepare for. So last year we couldn't do it. So we did a different fundraiser, which was the poker tournament. But our main focus, the big fundraiser that we try to do just one a year, and it's the Brewfest, and it's our big one.
All right, Ron, anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
No, I hope everybody will come out and join us. One of the big things you've asked us for years is, I would love to come, but I can't stand out the heat in the middle of July. So the big deal for us this year is we were able to move the Brewfest to May, and so we're really excited. The temperatures are looking like they're going to be in the low 80s. So I think it's going to be much more pleasant than 100 degrees. So
a website for more information.
So our website is westsidebrewfest.com. So www.westsidebrewfest.com. You can get tickets through there, and that's the place to go for info.
Ron Roberson, the president of the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club. Always good to see you, Ron.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.